You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Chief Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good, man. The weekend's approaching. It's Thirsty Thursdays. I got me some Starbucks today. How about you, Earl?
I'm doing fine, man. It's Thursday, so as we await our good friend, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, there he is. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's going to be 60 degrees a couple of days next week, man.
It's cold today.
I know.
It's just not changing fast enough.
The bones are cold again.
Yeah, exactly.
So you won't have to flee to Vegas or Abu Dhabi or any of those places in order to feel some warmth.
Actually, I'm going next week to Texas. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going for a seminar, 2-day seminar about weight loss, functional medicine weight loss, to learn more and get trained more about, like, what can we do to help people with obesity and weight management? Because it's still happening.
So. Well, I got to ask you, why don't they hold those things in Finland?
I wish. I think they do, but, you know, no one's going to go.
Those aren't the ones you're going to. Or at the North Pole.
Oh my God. It's always in a warm place because they want to give you a good experience to learn and have good experience at the same time.
Yeah. All right. So Dr. Omar, we are going to talk about probiotics. And I think we should begin by explaining to people what probiotics are and why your body needs them.
Well, that's a very good question, because the moment that you tell someone about probiotics, they say, okay, I eat yogurt. Why do I have to have extra bacteria in my gut? God created me perfect. I have enough diversity. So a simple, probiotics are live beneficial bacteria and yeasts that help support a healthy gut microbiome. Healthy gut balance, good bacteria, because they contribute to digestion, immunity, and overall health, all right? So they help to restore the gut balance, crowd out the harmful bacteria, maintain a balanced microbiome. They help to support the digestion, breakdown of food, absorption of nutrients, and reducing bloating and gas. Help to boost the immune function, regulate immune responses, reduce inflammation, and they help to produce beneficial compounds, which is short-chain fatty acids and vitamins that support the health. So many of us over the years, we take antibiotics. Someone come and tell you, I got a Z-Pak because I had an infection. Or someone is taking medications that affected the healthy bacteria. Or people with Lyme disease, chronic condition that make them take long-term antibiotics. That all disturb the healthy living culture in their gut. And that's when we say take probiotics. So it is important to consider it as part of the treatment. When you take an antibiotic, to take a probiotics with it. Every patient that come and I dispense antibiotic, I tell them, hey, we have 6 months after you take this antibiotic that your gut health might be compromised if you don't take good probiotics for those 6 months. So it's a wide topic and it is like so old that we talk about it, but at the same time as a blank term. And people many times don't understand that there is many probiotics strains and they help with different conditions.
So when you talk about, again, how often should people take probiotics?
That's a very good question. I say 6 months in a year, I would say would be enough or would be kind of a step. But I would start with the time that I take an antibiotic. Right after that, I would do 6 months of probiotics rich in lactobacillus, bifidobacterium, saccharomyces boulardii. These are strains that can be used. So after you take an antibiotic, you take probiotics. If you're having gas and bloating and you did not see the reason why it's happening and it's continuous, you might need to bring some balance to your gut. If you take probiotics and you're not getting better, you might be getting worse, then we need further digging to see what is actually going on. So probiotics, we can think of it as a tool to bring balance to our gut health. And we have to consider using it if we are kind of having problem in digestion. Patients with IBS and Crohn's, they would be very sensitive to what they take. These are autoimmune conditions that just taking any probiotics might not make their condition better. It might actually, they might get worse because of the severe imbalance that is in the gut. So where do we start? Where do we start? That's a very important question. I would start with checking how I feel with digestion. Do I have constipation? Do I have diarrhea? And then I ask the right question to my functional medicine practitioner or holistic pharmacy. And I would be recommended a probiotics to take.
So when you, I have to tell you before our discussion, totally ignorant on all of these discussions that you and I have, never knew of the verbiage, but never knew what these things did. I always thought that probiotics were for, you know, constipation. And so if I'm constipated, I run to the pharmacy to get some, you know, probiotics to help me, relieve myself. But that's not it, is it?
Not enough to say that it would help only with constipation. Some of the strains, like the rhamnosus strain, think lactobacillus rhamnosus, they help with IBS, and IBS can be diarrhea or constipation. But there is also probiotics that are called psychobiotics that are important for the brain health. So it would be, actually there is communication that happens with between the bacteria that's in your brain and in your gut. And managing this delicate balance is very important. Let's think of the gut. This is the way that we absorb the nutrients. Anything that you eat, you want to absorb the nutrients, get it through the bloodstream. The probiotics or the healthy culture, trillions of cells that are helping with this process. So they definitely do an action that need to be addressed. And it's not just going to be addressed by a prescription drug. Actually, the prescription drugs, many of them would cause the imbalance of gut healthy bacteria, like metformin medication, the top number one medication that's prescribed for type 2 diabetes. So that affects this healthy culture. So, yeah, it is not just probiotics, not just any probiotics, and not just for any cause. If you're constipated, lactobacillus would be very helpful. But how about if someone is having an antibiotic? We need to give them something that can live in the antibiotic culture that I am still taking. So that will be something called Saccharomyces boulardii. You see, the name is actually very long, but it's Sac boulardii, let's say it simply. That would have a lot of benefits for the immune system, for the absorption of food. And it's actually yeast, not bacteria. So it can help to live in the harsh culture that's created by the antibiotic. So
Go ahead, Dr. Umar.
it's just, I want to say that it's wider term to be used, not just one thing that we're going to pull out from the fridge in the pharmacy, because many times, actually, most of the best probiotics now are shelf stable, so they are not put in the fridge.
855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Any questions or comments that you have, any discussion that you want to have about what's happening with you, particularly, is welcome while you're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, when you mentioned that we were going to talk about probiotics, I started looking things up. So this B-lactis, proven to enhance immunity and reduce frequency and intensity of respiratory illness. L-rhamnosus, found to fortify immune function, improve mood, and help battle seasonal allergies. B. bifidum, fights off bacteria and other harmful pathogens from entering or our bloodstream and making us sick. L-gracari, proven to help, and you know I'm butchering the names, you know what they are, proven to help the IBS and bowel problems and even reduce abnormal fat. L. salivarius, crucial for good oral health. It also receives allergy symptoms, lower cholesterol levels, and enhances immunity. So you need to know what you're taking it for, right? And then you know. So let's do this. 855-752-4842, Dr. Omar. Let's let you ply your trade on the other side. All I'm doing is, you know, you're trying to ask some questions
thing.
That, you know.
Great points. Great points.
All right. 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, is on board on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar is the proprietor of Mech One Thingsville, Welltopia Pharmacy. Let me ask you, Dr. Omar, your colleagues and others, Do they like the little jingle, the little song that we play?
Yeah, they love it. It's just very suitable for what we discuss.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Well, in this weather, like when someone walks into the pharmacy, they have to be in the pharmacy.
Yeah.
They'd rather be somewhere else, you know?
So Dr. Omar, I was, and again, for those who are just joining us, you're talking about probiotics and gut health. Any other questions or comments you have, certainly are free. You can call us, and Dr. Omar will certainly address them. So, Dr. Omar, I was talking about all these different types of probiotics. How do you know which ones? You can't do this just willy-nilly. You really need to have some involvement with your with your doctor or your pharmacist, right?
Yeah, so I want to simplify things because it can be very simple and it can be very complex, but I'll tell you something. Let's say the Lactobacillus bacteria. This is the gut's best friend of families of probiotics. We'll talk about three of them, and I'll tell you something very cool. Lactobacillus rhamnosus that you mentioned, that supports digestion and prevents diarrhea. All right, so it'll be higher concentration in the probiotics that help with that to prevent diarrhea. Then there is Lactobacillus acidophilus, helps to balance the gut flora and helps with lactose digestion. So if someone with lactose intolerance, they would take probiotics rich in Lactobacillus acidophilus. And there is also Lactobacillus plantarum that decreases inflammation, interleukin-6, which is an inflammatory marker, help to decrease it, helps to improve nutrient absorption. These strains of probiotics bacteria are in the fermented foods like yogurt, sauerkraut, and kimchi. So if you eat them more, you're going to have these diverse bacteria and you might not need probiotics. So sauerkraut, like when was the last time one of us ate sauerkraut?
Had sauerkraut. Cardi, have you ever had sauerkraut?
I don't like it though.
I know it's not exactly top on the list. You know, maybe
exactly.
maybe when corned beef, you know, what is it?
Cabbage.
No. Irish. I forgot what it's called when the corned beef and why am I having this brain funk right now? But you know, anyway, go ahead, Dr. Omar.
So I want to tell you, like, we are not eating the fermented foods that we need, and when we start to eat the fermented foods, sometimes we're going to get worse, not get better, because we don't have the weeding of the bad bugs in the gut. So where do I start? I get this question a lot. I am having troubles in my gut. Where do I start? And I tell them we start with eating healthier. Diversify what you eat. And we have to decrease the inflammation in your gut. And we have to work on putting the good bugs in your system. All right. How do we do that? Simply, I try to use probiotics that will have more than one thing. We'll have the good bacteria, like good Lactobacillus, and the food for the good bacteria. I have something that I in my pharmacy, a probiotics called Dr. Ohaira Probiotics, made by Japanese technology, Dr. Ohaira, O-H-H-I-R-A. It takes 5 years to make it. They put the probiotics with fermented food for 5 years to be fermented. So it becomes super concentrated, super fermented. So if someone is having food poisoning, I have them take high number of the capsules, like 3 or 4 capsules twice a day. And within a couple of days, the signs of the food poisoning that they have, it goes away. And these are patients who are not going to take an antibiotic to treat this infection, because most of the time, you would be told by the doctor, just keep drinking water and it's going to go on its own. So this is one of the probiotics that I use for a certain cause. I group it into one certain brand and I train my patients how to take it. All right. How about after I get kind of an antibiotic and I need to do something after the antibiotic. So that's when we have also something with high concentration of Lactobacillus and
Hey.
Bifidobacterium. So it's like, we try to group them into certain brands, very well made, and offer it with good direction. How long do I need to take it?
Dr. Omar, hang on. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, quickly, you say what? All right, we lost him. But let me, what the word I was thinking about, Dr. Omar, was St. Patrick's Day. So St. Patrick's Day, corned beef, and that's when I have sauerkraut. I don't,
All right.
they kind of go hand in hand during St. Patrick's Day, but during the rest of the year, I'm as far away from, sauerkraut as anything. But you just stated, because it's got this unique taste.
Yeah.
And, it's not something you want to partake in very
the
often.
Tradition of it, the
Right.
tradition of it. But the fermented pickles, we can find fermented foods that we like. If we look deep enough, when you go to Costco, you find these fermented pickles. This is healthy food for your gut,
Fermented pickles. 855-752-4842. That's exactly what I'm going to do, Dr. Omar, when I'm finished. Go and get me some fermented pickles. I follow your advice, but the fermented pickles, you're officially in
you
the
don't like
pharmacy with
pickles,
Dr.
right?
Omar, the pharmacy, on the Earl Ingram. All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Any questions or comments that you have, Dr. Omar, or about your own personal issues, Dr. Omar is willing to have that conversation. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 and leave a message. Or go to wiltopiarx.com and send us a message.
And so, Cardi, so if people want to hear, and there's something that they missed out on this show while we're doing it right now, how can they find it?
They'll be able to go on civicmedia.com. They can look at the episode, click on the Earl Ingram Show, and click on this episode for today, and they'll be able to tap in. Or they can call in on the line at 855 752-4842. My bad.
No problem, man. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Ollie. Hey, good morning to you, Ollie. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl.
Hey, let me, Ollie, before we go any further, Ollie, how often do you eat
sauerkraut?
That's what I'm calling about is the sauerkraut. I love a good Reuben with sauerkraut, corned beef,
yeah, I do too.
And Swiss cheese on rye. And also a great way to get sauerkraut is to bake sauerkraut and spare ribs in your oven. Also, just for a quick meal with sauerkraut, you can have sauerkraut with a cut-up beef hot dog or a chicken sausage. Those are all great ways to get in sauerkraut.
You know, Ollie, you're right. I love Reubens, and that's when I get sauerkraut. But I mean, I'm not eating Reubens that often. So, Doctor, how often do we need to be eating the sauerkraut?
So it's just fermented foods, When they did studies for people who live in the blue zones, that they live healthier longer. Big part of the study was the type of foods that they eat. So they found always that their diets in five different places in the world. One of those was in Italy, one of those was in Japan, and I think one a place in California. They found that those people are eating always diets that are rich in naturally fermented foods, like in Okinawa, Japan, they eat miso and natto. We might not be very familiar with natto here unless we take a certain supplement. In Greece, they are eating Greek yogurt, and that's yogurt that has lactobacillus and bifidobacterium strains that do not contain large amount of sugar, because unfortunately people eat here yogurt that has 30 and 35 grams of sugar. That's like 5 or 6 tablespoons, teaspoons of sugar. That's a lot of sugar that kills the idea of having fermented food. So Greek yogurt, kefir, fermented olives. And then in Sardinia, Italy, they eat something called a pecorino romano cheese, a form of cheese
Right.
that's aged. And so it's kind of find the fermented food that you like. Pickles, tempeh, fermented vegetables. So on a daily basis for the gut diversity. And if you don't like that, if you don't want to eat them, make probiotics as
Is
part
part
of
of
the gut diversity.
the
And if you don't
supplements that you
like
take.
if you don't want to eat
Probiotics
them,
is one of my
make
top five
probiotics as
supplements
part
for
of
any.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Dr. Omar.
Probiotics
Yeah, I
is
was
one of
telling
my
you,
top
like,
five
women
supplements
that go
for
through
any
menopause, they have a
woman
lot of
going through
changes in
I'm
their
sorry, go
period.
ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Omar, you had a relay on there, I think. All
Changes
right.
in their body,
Let
and
me
one of it
see.
is gut
Dr.
health.
Omar, you had a relay on there, I think.
Is
All
now
right.
better? Can you hear me
Let
better
me
now?
see.
Yep, you're good.
Go ahead, Dr. Omar.
All right, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Is
I
now
was just
better?
telling
Can
you
you
the
hear me better
general
now?
idea is to
Yep,
eat
you're good.
fermented
No, go
foods
ahead,
on a
Dr.
diet.
Omar.
All right,
No,
great. Thank you.
we
I
got.
was just telling you the general idea is to eat fermented foods
No,
on a diet. How about now?
we got, hang on, Dr. Omar.
How about now? All
One
right.
second. All right, we've got a. I got to
Hang
try
on,
and fix
Dr.
this
Omar.
real quick. Give me one second.
All right.
One second.
Sorry.
All right, we've got a.
I'm going to try and fix this real quick. Give me one second.
All right. Okay, Dr.
All
Omar, I
right.
think we got it. Go ahead.
All right. So the fermented foods
All
is
right.
the main
All right.
idea.
Okay,
All
Dr.
right.
Omar, I think
It's
we got it. Go ahead.
all right.
Or
So the
something else.
fermented
We don't
foods
have it.
is the main idea, whether
Hang on,
it's
Dr. Omar, hang on.
pickles
No,
or something else.
we don't have it. Hang on, Dr. Omar, hang on.
Sorry about that, guys. We're gonna put this down. Sorry about that, guys. We're gonna put this down.
All right, family. All right, family.
Let's try it again, Dr. Omar.
All right, all right. So we were talking about fermented foods
Let's
and
try it again,
longevity.
Dr. Omar.
All right,
I
all
don't know. What
right.
do you want to
So
do?
we were talking about fermented foods and
Cardi,
longevity.
do you want to go to a break and
I
see
don't
if
know.
we
What do
can
you want to do?
All right, try it now. We should be good.
Cardi,
All
do you
right.
want to go to a break
So
and see if we can
a very important question
All right,
is
try it
why
now. We should be
fermented
good.
foods matter for
All right.
longevity.
No.
So
We
a very
still don't have
important
it. Let's
question
take a quick
is
break real
why
quick.
fermented foods matter
Dr.
for
Omar, we're gonna
longevity.
take a quick break.
No,
And we
no
still
problem.
don't
All
have
right,
it. Yeah.
let's take a quick break real quick.
Dr.
All
Omar,
right.
we're gonna take a quick break and
No problem.
hang on the
Yeah.
lines. We'll be right with you.
All
All
right.
right. Hang on the lines. We'll be right with you. All right, Dr. Omar, let's try it again. Go ahead, sir. All right, Dr. Omar. I don't know, Cardi, you know. Let's try this. Let's try going to the phone lines with Mary and see if that'll do it. Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Morning, Earl. I have a couple of the probiotic foods for Dr. Omar. Shelf-stable product, which we see on the probiotic shelf.
Let's do this. Dr. Omar, hang up, call back, and let's try that. So, Mary, hang on while we see if we can get this technical issue worked out. But, Mary, you know, probiotics is certainly something that, you know, I don't recall ever having taken probiotics in my life. Dr. Omar, let's try it again. Dr. Omar, call us at 855-752-4842. Let's try that. 855-752-4842. All right. You know, technical difficulties happen from time to time. And we want to apologize for that, but we're going to try to work through it.
Earl, I've been taking a probiotic for years now, and I'm under the care of a functional medicine doctor, so I'm just so grateful for, you know, this advice from him.
You know, Mary, why did you know that you, what happened that made you think that you needed to take probiotics? And at what time in your life did that happen?
Actually, I didn't know myself. I had no symptoms, no GI symptoms, but it was just a regular protocol by the functional medicine doctor who, you know, said, do this for your health. So for years, I've been taking one.
And so
really great.
And so, you know, you heard the doctor talking about, you know, different things that you can take where you would not even have to take probiotics, you know, in the foods that you eat. And you're very cautious and careful about the foods that you eat. I don't know. I guess.
I don't have confidence in my knowledge about diet, and so I take the probiotic just to, you know, supplement, you know, my diet.
Okay, Mary, hang on a second. Okay, Dr. Omar, you're there.
I'm here. I can hear you very well.
Okay. All right. So Mary, you can call back and we'll work it through that. Dr. Omar, you were saying before we had the technical difficulties.
I was saying that longevity and probiotics goes hand in hand because the longer that you can keep your gut healthier, it's going to be easier to always get the good, healthy nutrients from the foods that you eat. So that's why I am saying recommending take a shelf-stable probiotics for 6 months in 1 year. That will be minimum, I would say. Probiotics is one of the very important supplements that we recommend to any woman during menopause, the time that the body changes and there is bloating, there is gas, there is change in the body composition because there is hormonal imbalances. One of the things that help us to bring that balance back is to take probiotics rich in lactobacillus, Saccharomyces boulardii, and other things to support the gut health.
You know, Dr. Omar says, but you'll want to be careful because all probiotics are created equal. Not all probiotics are created equal. And with so much clutter on the market, it's tough to know which ones are actually effective.
I agree with you. And then there is playing on the number. They tell you the higher the number of strains, the better. This is 20 billion, 30 billion, 50 billion. And many times the lower number is better. It's more about the strains of what to use. We as practitioners get to be confused about the different types out there. So I recommend that you always have guidance with the type of probiotics that's suitable for you in general and suitable for the health condition you're looking for.
Dr. Omar, hang on. And Mary, hang on. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We hope we have the technical difficulties worked out. No, there it is, Dr. Omar. We're still facing. Okay. All right, so we're back. I think we got it worked out, Cardi. We're back. We're okay. Okay, Mary, you were saying, Dr. Omar, can go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Earl. And I have a couple of quick questions for Dr. Omar about specifically about eating sauerkraut. I'm wondering if the product that is sold on the grocery shelf that is a quality product, or do we need to look for one that's refrigerated? And also, how often do we need to be eating, like, sauerkraut? Is it daily need, or is weekly consumption sufficient? Thank you.
Mary, you always ask great questions. Dr. Omar? We have Dr. Omar?
Then I would say weekly would be okay, but just eating fermented foods, naturally fermented food, not pasteurized, is what we look for. Because the naturally fermented are the ones that have the live probiotic bacteria. So the ones that are naturally fermented is what you need to eat with wherever you find it, all right? So the ones that are non-refrigerated are equal to no probiotics. The shelf-stable ones are typically pasteurized, which kills the beneficial bacteria. And you always start small, like 1 to 2 tablespoons per day.
You mean of the probiotic?
I mean sauerkraut.
Oh, sauerkraut. Only 1 to 2 tablespoons a day. Oh, well, I mean, that's something.
Yeah,
that's
so,
something
like,
that's.
You don't need a lot.
Yeah, that's something. And Mary did say, you know, the stuff you're buying on the shelf in the cans, and no telling how long they've been there. That you don't encourage?
That's are typically pasteurized. That kills pasteurization process, kills the beneficial bacteria. So I think the ones that are refrigerated will be always better, because these ones will have the live probiotics bacteria.
All right, let's go. Go ahead, Dr. Omar.
I just want to say, like, probiotics also goes the different way with the probiotics themselves, because now the technology of making the probiotics shelf stable is makes the best probiotics always shelf stable. So you don't need to take many of the good probiotics from the fridge. Look for the ones from reputable companies that follow the research in using the correct strains with the right concentration, like from Orthomolecular, Microbiome Labs, Zymogen. These companies have excellent probiotics for different purposes, but they need guidance. What's for the gut? What's for the brain? what's for diarrhea, what's for constipation, etc.
Cardi, let's just bring up our next caller. And who do we have?
Oh, hello. This is Dave from Milwaukee.
Okay, Dave. Yes, question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Omar, we know that from science, the good bacteria in the microbiome feeds on fiber. Could you speak to the importance of a high fiber diet for a healthy microbiome?
Point, because this is one of the biggest mistakes people do with probiotics. Probiotics need prebiotics. Prebiotics are the fiber that are needed to make the bacteria thrive. So taking probiotics without those prebiotics or fiber or foods rich in fiber makes the probiotics have limited effect in the body, because when we take probiotics, they live in the gut 2 to 3 months and then they wither and die. And that's the lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. When we have fiber, it makes them feed and grow and stay for those 3 months. But also it's important to say that there is other strains of probiotics called spore-based probiotics. These spores, they are living in the harsh condition until they reach the intestines, and they help to crowd and encourage the natural, good, healthy bacteria in the gut to live and grow. But also, taking fiber is going to always be helpful, foods that are rich in fiber. And that's why we encourage to eat salads and to shop from the, not from the middle of the department store, but from the edges where you can see the tomatoes, you can see the different vegetables and fruits. These are important to feed the healthy, good bacteria, even with, or if you take probiotics and if you do not take probiotics. But excellent point.
You know, Dr. Omar, I wish we had more time. I want to apologize for our technical difficulties. And certainly,
it's okay.
Yeah, but it's a great topic. It's a great subject. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
They can call at 262-429-9429, and we'll answer them right away.
All right, Dr. Omar, we will see you in a week. Thank you very much, as always. Up next, It's Your Thing on the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.